KVGC News Time is now 14 after the hour. Well, in the news for today, the Amador Board of Supervisors had a busy agenda at their last meeting of the year Tuesday. The board formally voted to increase the pay of both Amador County Sheriff and District Attorney, correcting a situation where the deputies of each position were being paid more than the department head. The sheriff and DA will now make at least 5% more than their deputies. School Superintendent Amy Slavinsky gave a State of the Schools report to the board. Slavinsky touted student achievements, new facility construction, and positive survey results for student health, but acknowledged a drop in the district's test scores and the need for budget cuts to balance the school's books. And the board also approved a road closure for Coal Mine Road through the month of January for construction improvements related to the new Buena Vista Casino. Also, the board gave approval to go out to bid for a new roof on the Chukchi Store Museum in Fiddletown. $18,000 of the project will be provided by the county, $30,000 from the Fiddletown Historic Society. And outgoing supervisor Lynn Morgan was honored yesterday, first by an official plaque from the board and then by members of the public who praised her efforts in local government.
And the Ione City Council welcomed a new member Tuesday and elected a new mayor for the coming year. Three council members were sworn in last night by City Clerk Janice Traverso following the official canvass of the ballots and certification of the November election result. Now returning to the council are Dominic Atlin and Dan Epperson, joined by the newly elected Stacy Rhodes. The new council then voted to elect Thomas Reed as mayor and Epperson as vice mayor for 2019. Ione Police Chief Tracy Busby then presented the Police Department's Employee of the Year Award. This year's award went to Ted Bowman, serving in the department as a community volunteer. In other business, the council approved work done at the city sewer treatment plant and a contract for groundwater monitoring services to measure the plant's effect on the surrounding groundwater.
And as Californians travel this week, the California Highway Patrol is set to begin its Christmas maximum enforcement period. The period begins at 6 o'clock on Friday and runs through midnight on Christmas Day. The focus of the maximum enforcement period is speed limit enforcement, but officials will also be watching for any signs of impaired driving. During this period, all available officers will be out on the roadways for enhanced enforcement efforts and assisting motorists whenever needed. 16 people died in collisions in the CHP's jurisdiction during last year's Christmas maximum enforcement period. Of the 12 vehicle occupants who were killed, half were not wearing a seatbelt. Three pedestrians and one motorcyclist was also killed. Statewide, 27 people lost their lives in auto collisions. The maximum enforcement period is intended to further safety of motoring public during the holidays.
Looking for a unique handmade Christmas gift? Amador High School Ceramics class will sell handmade Christmas ornaments, and they'll donate all proceeds to the Sheriff Department Toy Drive. The sale is being held in front of the high school today from 7:40 to 8:40 a.m. All ornaments are only $5. Now, the students have been working very hard on these ornaments, and they're happy to give back to a great cause in the Sheriff Department Toy Drive. This is the first year for the sale, and if it's successful, it will become an annual event.
Better not pout, I'm telling you why, Santa.
That's right, it's that time of year again. Starting tonight and for the next three nights, Santa and the Jackson Fire Department will be traveling the streets of Jackson. Santa will begin making his rounds around 6 p.m. Tonight, Santa will visit Westview Drive, Argonaut Lane, Mariposa Avenue, Argonaut Drive, Spun Road, and the Hoffman Street High School Hill area. And again, this year, Santa and the Jackson Fire Department will be collecting canned food for the Interfaith Food Bank to help those in need. And that's going to wrap up a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Forrester will be back around 8:30 this morning with a further update on the Board of Supervisors meeting from yesterday. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.